up, don't shoot. This rallying cry was heard loud and clear among protesters in Ferguson, Missouri, following the death of Michael Brown on August 9, 2014. Michael Brown was shot by Officer Darren Wilson after he had allegedly robbed a convenience store with his friend Dorian Johnson. His friend gave this testimony to the local news.
The weapon was already drawn when he got out the car. He shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the air, and he started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots, and my friend died. He didn't say anything to him. He just stood over and he was shooting. By then, I was so afraid for my life, I got up and I ran.
Over the course of the next few months, many different stories regarding what actually happened during the conflict that night in August started to appear. In March 2015, the Washington Post released a fact-checker article stating that federal investigators concluded there was no evidence that Brown actually held up his hands or said, "Don't shoot," during the incident. After the ruling that Darren Wilson was not guilty of murder for the shooting of Michael Brown, protests were once again sparked. The report ruled that the officer was acting in self-defense because Brown began running at him with his hand in a fist and under his shirt. Even some St. Louis Rams football players joined in protest during an NFL game by coming out of the tunnel with their hands up in protest of the ruling.
The St. Louis Rams think it's cool for them to suggest that St. Louis cops shoot young black men who had their hands up in the air when we know that that was a lie? It's a lie. And what was that gesture on Capitol Hill? Are more people like going, "Oh, it doesn't matter whether it's the truth or not. I'm going to suggest that cops shoot people with their hands up in the air." What is wrong with this country?
Regardless of the supposed lie, most protesters still believe in the words as a powerful slogan and rallying cry for the Black Lives Matter movement. In response to this opposition to the slogan, one protester remarked, "He wasn't shot because of the placement of his hands. He was shot because he was a big, black, scary man." At Black Lives Matter protests across the country, the cry can still be heard today. "Even if you don't find that it's true," said another protester, "it's a valid rallying cry. It's just a metaphor."